I'm Rachel Thomas, and this is the Hustle Versus Flow podcast. I am so super pumped that you're here, and I cannot wait to show you how to get the ultimate fulfillment out of your career and take it farther than you ever thought possible. Listen, we all love the hustle, but now it's time to tune into that flow and reap all the benefits of your hard work. Join me as I share the mindset techniques to strike an energetic balance to your corporate grind so that you can thrive. You in? Okay, let's do it. Let's find alignment in business and life with the ultimate matchup, hustle versus flow. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Hustle versus Flow podcast. I am your host, Rachel Thomas, and I am not going to lie. I had a really great day yesterday. It was 11:11 and I was totally vibing and everything seemed to be going my way. And not to say that today, you know, things didn't go my way, but I was just not forced, but really kind of put things in perspective in a lot of different ways. I know I've talked about this before, but there are just no accidents in life. There are really no what you call coincidences. Everything is happening for a reason, happening for you. If it's to learn from, become more compassionate, or to appreciate what you have in your own life. And yesterday was such a great day, and I know I keep teasing this like great big news that I have coming, and I promise you soon, but I feel like I am just as anxious as y'all, like waiting for like, oh my gosh, what's the next step? It's a big step for me, and I don't know, it's just one of those things that I'm enjoying every moment and kind of taking it slow and appreciating everything. But I had a conversation with a client today that was really inspiring, and I've told you all that I really love to collaborate. And, you know, just her ability to become vulnerable with me and tell me about her life and her story, I felt so honored, like, to be in that space with her, to be able to, you know, talk through fears and things that we just don't often have the opportunity to voice to one another. And I am kind of the thought that sometimes we tell, you know, not perfect strangers, but sometimes we're able to share things with somebody that doesn't know every little detail about our lives because we're just like, you feel like uninhibited and, you know, this is a safe space for me to share like, oh, you know, made a choice to do this with my career. I made a choice to stay home and now I'm trying to get back in the workforce. And I think that it's just a great lesson on empathy and really putting things in perspective and honoring where you're at in life. And I know like we are all like there's are so many opportunities to compare ourselves, especially if you're a mother. I think this is something that I struggle with a lot, this comparison game. Like, am I far enough? Am I making the type of money I should be? Am I doing what I should be? Am I fulfilling my destiny, right? And I don't want to get too deep, but it just, like, something about today really, like, got me, just kind of stopped me in my tracks. Like, oh my gosh, like, I was meant to meet this person. Like, not just to help her with her brand and everything, but I was meant to meet her to feel things on a different visceral level. And, you know, I don't even know if she listens to the podcast, probably not, you know, I didn't really talk about it, but it was just one of those things. I was just like, oh my gosh, I felt so much gratitude to her for, you know, helping me appreciate things that, you know, maybe you kind of forget or you take for granted, or, you know, the types of relationships that you have, or your health even, you know. I'm very lucky. I don't have to take any medications. I take a daily vitamin, but, you know, when I remember. And, you know, it just made me feel very grateful for my health, and especially amid, you know, the pandemic and things kind of upswinging again. It just kind of just, you know, got me all whatever. But really what I want to talk about today is this idea of making this year, 2020, not just about all of the bad things that are happening or the things that we're struggling with, but really using this, last month and a half to make it something really pivotal in your life. And I'm not saying that you have to make these big moves and these grandiose like steps in your life, but certainly acknowledging just how powerful you are with your mind and being able to process certain information. Like if you get nothing else from, this podcast as a whole, I just wanted to show you how to process your day-to-days. Like how I tell you, you can rephrase things. You can kind of rearrange things and just how you interpret what has happened to you. Just a little example before I get into the actual meat and potatoes of this podcast. Like this Monday, I was working from home and I had a couple of Amazon deliveries, and our Ring will go off, but I'll just kind of ignore it. I don't answer the door. And I get an alert on my phone from a fellow neighbor saying, hey, I think there's been some theft of Amazon packages. And I kind of had this weird little like intuition. I was like, uh-oh, crap. So I went out and checked, and sure enough, the diapers that Amazon had confirmed they had delivered, not on my doorstep. So I was like, okay, well, that's weird. And so I was like, well, go back and look at my Ring video. And sure as shit, sorry, I see a gentleman run up and take my big box. You couldn't tell if there were diapers inside. Take my big box and then run back the stairs and jump in a vehicle that was like just rounding the corner, like out of a movie. And in that moment, I felt fire. I was livid. I felt violated. I felt just frustrated. And I just like, I'm not gonna lie, I spewed that wherever I could. Like, obviously, I immediately called the police department to report it. And, I wanted to warn my neighbors, like, hey, watch out for this. Like, I can't believe this has happened. And, poor me. And, I'll be so annoyed if they, I have other things that are going to be delivered. And this is just such a freaking inconvenience, right? I was so in my own feelings and so, like, feeling sorry for myself and just like, God, I can't believe this happened to me, And as things, do on, Nextdoor and the Ring app and even like our local like neighborhood Facebook page, like it got shared. It got shared a lot. Like I went to the UPS store today. This is like Thursday, and people had heard about it. Like people had seen my video, and I was just like, oh my God. I was a little bit embarrassed, right? So it was funny because, Monday I felt scared and violated and just uneasy, and my husband came home early from work. What do you need me to do? And I was like, I need you to extend the reach on the Ring. I need you to do this. I need you to do that. I need to feel safe. And you know what I mean? And then I kind of, Tuesday I had this like more empowered, like, no, I'm taking control of this. And I did what I could. I was like, hey, I'm home today. I didn't have any meetings. I went out safely with my mask, greeted each of our delivery guys. And I was like, hey, this is what's happened. I don't mean to alarm you or creep you out, but I'll probably be collecting my packages like this for at least, the season, or, we might arrange something where we have you deliver it to, somewhere else. And everyone was very like, oh, I'm so sorry that happened to you. And, basically being very accommodating. And, I could feel myself becoming more empowered, and it hasn't happened since. And I'm worried less about, the people who had done this. Cause at first I think I was like conspiracy theorist, like, do you think the Amazon van guy's into this? And, and so I just like looking back, I kind of felt a little bit like silly, like, oh, man, I really made a big deal out of that. And, it was just diapers and like kids' vitamins. And I think about it, I'm like, what if I needed some kind of medication and it was stolen? What if it was like this, not life or death, but you know, what if, you know, I couldn't afford to just replace those things if Amazon didn't. And so I just started, you know, trying to, you know, reframe what had happened. And I was like, almost trying to put myself in this thief's perspective and, you know, how anxious they must be feeling right now. And I was like, okay. And what I did, I just kind of allowed myself to like work through those feelings. And I know I talked a little bit about this like last episode, but really just allowing yourself space to just go through, like get yourself up to a 10 and then a hissy and then slowly bringing it down at your own speed is really the healthiest way to work through those. I mean, we will all have these little freakouts and, you know, I've accepted it, right? I'm kind of like, okay, this is what happened. I was feeling sorry for myself. I was feeling all these things. And then, you know, really pride at this point for helping myself like work through those feelings and getting myself to where I am now. Like, okay, you know, I'm safe. I live in a you know, a wonderful neighborhood and wonderful city. And everyone was nothing but kind and helpful. And you're just trying to be accommodating. And I'm like, gosh, it could have gone either way. You know what I mean? It could have been like, oh, someone else is having a bad day. And they're like, hey, it's not my problem, lady. You know what I mean? And so I was just like, okay, you know what? It happened. I'd like to move past it. If it happens again, you know, it's one of those things. It's just these types of things happen at Christmas, right? So the big reason, I guess, I want to talk, the big topic today is really not being a victim of your circumstance, right? And what I mean by that is, listen, 2020 got us all like, whoa. We're all a little bit like, oh my gosh, like all these things seem to be happening. And it is sometimes hard to address it in a way that like, this is an opportunity for me to learn. I certainly didn't see that in the moment. Like I'm human too. Like I get frustrated and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so frustrated, you know, so pissed that this happened. But really, like I was able to, you know, kind of like take a step back, you know, look back a little bit and be like, okay, like, yes, I was like, again, I'm having these human emotions. I'm doing the whole human experience thing. So when I mean not being a victim to your circumstance, like let's take these last, you know, whatever, 45 days of the year and being able to put a positive spin on it. And I wanted to kind of, you know, introduce to you or remind you or maybe, you know, this is something you've already heard of, but kind of going back to, you know, the vision board, right? Creating things, bringing things into your reality. And if you don't know what a vision board is, although I'm sure you do, they've been around, right? It's, I think it kind of started out like, you know, you would cut out pieces or cut up pages in magazines that inspired you, like your dream car, you know, a gorgeous dress, a, you know, somebody who's very fit, something you, like a couple in love, things that you wanted to call into your own life. And I know that there are loads of places that have, you know, vision board classes that you can do all this, but you know where we're at in our digital age, like I don't really know anyone who gets magazines anymore. Like I used to subscribe to a few and now it's just kind of like you cut back just like, oh gosh, who makes the time for that anymore? It's mostly, you know, scrolling Instagram or more appropriately, you know, scrolling Pinterest. And so you know, I invite you to take that, you know, reallocate that Instagram or TikTok scroll that you, you know, do as soon as you wake up and, you know, make yourself something like a Pinterest board or there's a great app called Canva that's actually, there's a portion of it that's free that you can use and you can create like earlier in the week during, yesterday during 11/11, I did a screenshot of my, you know, my lock screen and it had, you know, my own vision board. And, but what I like to, call them are vibration boards. Because, you know, vision is creating, yes, something that you want to call into your life, but vibration is more meaningful to me. It's a feeling, right? And so when I talk about like this Canva app and how it helped me create this, you know, lock screen for my phone, It's like, what do most people have on their lock screen? Their kids, their pet, their spouse, something that when they see it, like just instantly either calms them or, you know, triggers like that happy, like endorphins, like that chemical or whatever in your brain, right? And so when I talk about the difference between vibration board and vision board, it's just a slight tweak and it's crazy effective, I will tell you. Like there, I've had to re-up the ante on my vibration board so many times because I find that I just kind of like magnetize these things, like almost like magic. So quickly, I will just tell you kind of the difference. Obviously, vision boards, you're putting things that you don't yet have. This beautiful mansion, this incredible car, these lavish vacations, right? On a vibration board, you'll still have a couple of those things, but the most important aspects, like the most important things that you have on a vibration board that make them so different and so much more powerful, you're going to put like a picture of you and your family, a picture of something that makes you happy now, right? A picture of your pet, something you're just like, when you look at it, like, oh, like your favorite, you know, Christmas picture where it was a miracle, but all of your children were looking in the same direction and oh my goodness, they were smiling. And you can be brought back to that moment in time. You're like, oh my gosh, did a miracle just happen? Do you know what I mean? So choose, like, on my vision board right now, I have a picture of my family when we were on vacation, our very first family vacation that we literally took this spring, right before COVID hit. And I remember in that moment feeling like, I want to remember this moment forever. Like, oh God, I just get kind of emotional thinking about it right now. But choose things that, like, you remember how you feel when that picture was taken. Maybe it's when, you know, you met your child for the first time, you know, in the hospital, or, you know, things that really ignite a feeling, a really, really positive feeling. Those are things that you want to put on your vibration board. And the other thing on top of, you know, these emotional feeling pictures, another thing you're going to want to do is put a picture of something that you have already manifested, something that you've already brought into your reality. So one example, I have a picture of my podcast cover on my vibration board. Not because I love looking at my face, but because I'm like, oh my gosh, like I cannot believe I even made that happen, right? Like I was able to pull that off. Like I did that. Like I worked through my fears and I made it happen. Another thing I have is my laptop, because I put it on my vision board, this like rose gold laptop, thinking, oh, there's no way I'll ever, you know, there's no way I'll ever buy that for myself. It's too expensive. It's too this, too that. And I remember working like earlier in the year, like trying to just like save my money. And I brought it, like things just, and I got like a really good deal. They were having, like Apple was having some kind of special and I totally took advantage of it. But this is what I'm saying, like put things on there that you've already created in your life. And I know you can identify them. I know, maybe it's like the job that you have now. Like I had a picture of me doing my videos for the Dallas Cowboys. That was on my vibration board for a really long time because that was such a pivotal part of, you know, not just my career, but my confidence. And just looking at that picture and remembering when I recorded that video and how I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this right now. Like, who am I? You know? So really put yourself, what you're doing when you put pictures of yourself on your own like vibration board is telling the universe, like, listen, like I'm already in this. I'm already living in this mansion, right? I am acting as if. You've heard me talk about that a little bit before, right? Where you're living as if. You're taking baths, and maybe you put like a bath, a big, you know, gorgeous, you know, bubble-filled bath on your vibration board because you know, like, the best badass version of me takes baths in the middle of the day, or you know what I mean? Or like another thing, like your vacation. Like I have a picture of a narrow street in Nice, France, where my husband and I honeymooned like way back in the day. And it just reminds me of like, I would love to get back there someday, but it really is one of those things like, oh my gosh, we scraped together, ate peanut butter and jelly for a year and a half to, you know, save for this beautiful, beautiful honeymoon. And I'm just reminded of those happy feelings. And so when you pair things that you've already manifested, things you've already brought into your existence, into your life, things that you're proud of, that you're really, I mean, really, really proud of, like, F yes, right? And then pictures of you, your family, your loved ones, your pets, people that you want to have in those experiences, the things you're wanting to create. You know, what's this huge house if you don't have the ones that you love there with you, experiencing with, you know, right there with you, right? And so that really creates this, like I said, this vibration. And you know, from, if you've not listened, go back and listen to, the 12 universal laws of success. It is all about feeling. Like, this is not BS, right? It is all this vibration. So whatever you can do to increase that vibration, especially now when, you know, tensions are so high and the unknown of everything can be really scary, just getting yourself on like a higher vibrating level. So like take it down from like maybe the one or two that you're at maybe right now, you know, this worry, this fear, you know, the political unrest, right? What can you do? What kind of pretty, you know, can you create this vibration board that anytime you see it, anytime you, you know, pick up your phone to go check Instagram, the first thing you'll see is your lock screen. You'll look at it. You'll see your family. You'll see your cute dog. You'll see this amazing vacation. You'll see this, you know, amazing car that maybe you have right now. They're like, oh my goodness, I remember dreaming about this car and now I already have it. It just gets you so much closer and it just makes you that energetic match to bring those things into your life more quickly than you ever could have imagined. You are quite literally collapsing that timeline. And if you can create this in just like 45 days, like there's like literally a little bit more than 45 days left in the year. If you did that multiple times a day, you're looking at your lock screen multiple times a day, right? And you can just feel that little, like almost like an electrical shock of that high vibe, that vibration that is just putting you on the next level, especially when you're pissed because somebody stole your Amazon package. Go to that picture. Look at it. Look at your cute dog. Look at your cute kids smiling for the, you know what I mean? Just get yourself in a spot where you can raise your vibration, get used to that feeling. And I guarantee you 2021 will be the best year yet. Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in today. And don't forget to tune in next Friday as we continue talking about the practical ways you can make your mind hustle for you. If you like what you heard, I would be so excited if you could leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and share your biggest takeaway. Speaking of takeaways, I'd love to continue the conversation over on Facebook or Instagram at Hustle Versus Flow, where I'll share with you some of my favorite books, quotes, and even products like Revive Essential Oils. Right now, I have an awesome 10% off code for first-time customers, HVFREVIVE10. Until next time, I'm Rachel Thomas with Hustle Versus Flow.